Thursday, the 1st of July, Yud Tes Tammuz, Reb Dudi Rosenberg, Kanaos, jealous or zealous?
The Meseritz Magid had two outstanding disciples. He sent them to Germany to disseminate Torah. Two renowned brothers were called, Reb Shmelk of Nikolsburg, and the other was called the Haflo, which was an acronym for Hakuten, Pinchos, Levi, Ish Horovitz. He became Rub of Frankfurt. His Chassidish tendencies helped him suffer significant persecution there. But the Haflo afterwards revisited Poland when he went away to see friends and family. And there was a great disparity with regards to the treatment that he received there between his home, which was now Frankfurt, and in Poland. And there he received Kuvut Meluchim when he went to Poland. And when he was in Frankfurt, he got Rodifus.
Where does Kuten come in? Haflo?
Hakuten.
Where is it?
The hay. The pimples, yeah? And they asked him why there was this disparity. So to use World Cup jargon, we'll say that when Pinchas plays at home, right? When Pinchas plays at home, which means that he was, as the settlers are now, Bismano, then it's Ben Amtsuv, which is not the most appealing of times. And therefore, it doesn't get that much covered, part of Pinchas. But when Pinchas plays away, that means that he's playing at the Yemim Tovim, and he gets mafta on Sikkes, Shavias, Paisach, etc., all the Yom Tovim. So Pinchas gets a lot of covered when he's playing away. So I too, when I'm playing at home, I don't get that much covered, Spinam Tsuvim. When I'm playing away, and I'm abroad in Poland, then I get a considerable amount of covered. When the people in Frankfurt heard about that, they wanted to increase his wages double to what he got in order to make sure that he stays with them. So the chazan who was there in Frankfurt at the time also responded, and he said that he would also like a double wage increase. So they told him that he's oyser mas zimri, There was a story, there were two rabbunim once who were invited to speak as potential candidates for the same position. Over Shabbos, the week of the two rabbunim was placed in the same hotel as the better one, and in the hotel he overheard him practicing his drusha. He listened very carefully to the drusha that was going on the floor above, and he had a good head, so he chapped the whole drusha. And he made sure that he got the position of being first. So then he came to the drusha on the Shabbos in the afternoon. So the speaker below started to say over the drusha of the one who was above him. So he said the whole drusha, and the one who was above was really his drusha, was listening to how his drusha is being related, and he was thinking, what is he going to do now? So it was his opportunity to speak, so the second one got up and he said to him, look, anybody can produce a good speech, but I'm going to endeavor to repeat word for word and even embellish the earlier speaker's drusha, and then you can judge for yourself which one is the best. I had the presentation prepared on Sunday. On Monday, Reb Duritzan came and was gehabt the ganze drusha. And he's for sure the better speaker. But I'm not going to subject you to hear it all a second time again. So after some self-analysis, I went back to the drawing board and had to prepare a whole second range of drusha, which was yesterday, and I hope it's going to be up to scratch. So let's start. There's five questions we're going to ask on the Seder. Question number one. Why doesn't the Parsha start with the Pekidim? If the essence starts with the counting of the Shvutim, the whole Parsha of Pinchas really belongs to last week's Seder. We came to a climax last week where was a Masa, where Pinchas went in, the Masa Kanuas, he went into the tent and killed Cosmi Bastia, Zimri Ben Suli. That should have concluded with the end of the story. Pinchas ben Aruzah ben Aharon HaKohen, Hayshev es Chamusim al Bnei Yisrael, and he would have gone on to conclude with the end of the Seder Luchain and in Nesimes Beris Yishulam, and that would have been the end of the story. We stop in the middle of the saga, and we then continue by Darba Hashem Moshe Lehem, a new parsha, only for a few psikim. Pinchas ben Aruzah ben Aharon HaKohen. Second question. How come that Klal Yisrael, and this is a very difficult question, distinguished for the tznias even in last week's Sedra, Matoy Biyulechu Yankov, Lamesh and Pisraim, Mechevunim Zeh, Keneket Zeh, that they were so careful with the Nuno not poking their nose into anybody else's private affairs, and they were so upgehitten in the Nuno, Dik tznias. This week's Sedra, Shiftei Ka, Eides Yisrael, Rashi brings it, why are the Shvutim called Hachanoichi, Hakami, Hapali, as if the Rebbein Shalom signatures on every single Shevet, a Yid and a Hay, in order to bring out the Shem Havaya on every single one of the Shvutim to show them Zenon Ubgiiten, Betishe, Betahare, every single one of them, Kusha. And such a nation should be the ones to fall Chas V'Shalom into a wholesale Masa Znis that happened at the end of last week's Sedra. Wie kommt es, how can it be to a nation that it just doesn't tally that a nation that should be so gehitten should at the same time fall to be nichtel into such a serious masterlessness? Third question. We got the famous Chazal. Pinchas bedin hu sheyitl suvay. According to the letter of the law, he should receive his reward. We've got the klal and shas the whole way through. Scha mitzvah bahai al meleka. There's no reward in this world. Everything that you do, you get rewarded. Besides, b'din he sheyitl schurai, since when is schar come according to the letter of the law? Fourth question. Rashi says in the beginning of the Seder there, b'kama es kinusi, the funav says, b'nikmo es nikmusi, he avenged on my behalf. And then Rashi says, b'katz poyetz haketzef, when he angered the anger, shohoyu li liktsoy, that I, Kav Yichud Rebbein Shalom speaking, should have angered, and Pinchas did it. What's Rashi adding here? And finally, the fifth kasha, since Pesach, so we have. So we got a sastira, the Chaira in Tehillim, yeah? It says on one side, Pusik, which says, Chesed Kael Kaloyoyim, the Rebbein Shlolem has got kindness all day. And on the other side, it says, for Kael Zoyim, Becholim, and another Pusik, that the Rebbein Shlolem is Zoyim, and he angers every day. How do you reconcile those two things? Either it's a matter of chesed, or it's zoyim, it's anger. So how do we explain these two? So let's go. We'll start off with the Gemurah in Bruchas, which refers to that pusik. Keil zoyim b'chol yoyim. Kamo zamoy. How long does the Rebbein Shlolem's anger last for? Rega, for a brief moment. Ki rega ba'apoy, chayim b'tzoynoy, like we said this morning. And the question is then, why does the Rebbein Shlolem anger? Why is there Indian of Kas by the Rebbein Shlolem that Bilam home into, so to speak, to that moment to say Kalem? What's the purpose of it? But the Gemara says, Le'olom, Yargiz, Udom, Yaitse, Toiv, Al Yaitse, Hura. He should harness the koiches of the Yaitse, Atoiv, Al Yaitse, Hura, in order to be able to combat the Yaitse, Hara. He has to bring all the koiches of the Yaitse, Atoiv, in order to deal with this Masa Avaira. The Zam of the Rebbein Shloilom is the Midas HaGvira, which we'll elaborate on in a moment. Without that Midas HaGvira, it's a beginner of the everyday person is faced with a combat against the Yetzer Hara. Lila HaKudosh Baruch Hu Oizo, if not the Rebbein Shloilom came to his help, he'd never be able to manage. He would never be able to beat him. These two nekidas, these two midas, chesed and gevira, are opposing each other. Chesed, unbridled and without limitations, is recorded in the Torah as ve'ish asher yikach es achoisoy bas uvevoy bas imoy. Then the pusik says chesed hu. What says chesed? How do you call the masses nos chesed? Because when it's unbridled and it's not kept within boundaries, it can Chas V'Shulam lead to isekuras of incest. On the other hand, the Indian of Gevira is touch strength, restraint, discipline, boundaries, Gevira. Those two things are in balance. And now we come to a clarification when we're speaking about the subject of Kanuas. The root of Kanuas is Kifnein Aleph. The same word as jealous. Rashi associates it with nekuma, revenge. Kana es kinusi, benikmo es nikmusi. Now how does that reconcile with Brisi Shule? An act of killing. Go into a tent and you raise two people up in the air on a spear and walk out with them. He came to Smith Shule. Chassam Sofer explains that there's a kiddur of Oyev Shulem and Roidev Shulem. Roidev Shulem is usually a word, the word Roidev is associated with pursuer, aggressor. And the answer is yes. Sometimes Shulem is achieved by Roidev. And that was Pinchas. The Vuv Ketia that was mentioned early on, this split Vuv, normally the word, the letter Vuv is a Vuv Achibah. It brings together. Vaidaber, Vayoimer. It's always Vachibah. It brings together two things. It's an attachment. And that's how we usually perceive Shulem. Shulem is connecting, making up, hugging, kissing, peace. But this Vuv Ketia tells us that sometimes peace is achieved by splitting. And only the Eibishter can underwrite Hineni Noisen Lois Berisi Shulam. For that act I give him the prize of peace. So who determines whether it's zealous or jealous? The Eibishter underwrites the check. Then you can associate Pinchas' genealogy to know what was deep inside his heart to Yisroel. Although his antagonist said, Ben Pitizeh Shepitim Avi Imo Yagudim Lavoy Dezure, so he goes to kill a noose, he should be a suel. But no, the Torah speaks about a different genealogy. And that's the Indian, the ultimate pursuer of peace. In Yerushalayim there was a Yid called Rabban Tzion Yadle, a very renowned and famous Kanui, who said to his son the following. Many mitzvahs have a possibility of being performed shelo lishmo. Person gives tzedakah, ultimately he benefits the recipient. Even if he means the plaque, he means the kuvvet, but the bottom line is, he gave him this gift. You didn't learn Torah shelo lishmo. Like the Gemara says, we talk shelo lishmo, bu lishmo. There's still an element of a mitzvah. But said Rabbi Tzion Yadle to his son, my advice to you is, don't be kanui. It's only a holy act if it's 100% altruistic and pure. And if it's not, then the identical act becomes a masa arzurias, callous, sadistic, and emanates from midos mishchusos. In Yerushalayim, the minig was that they didn't play proper music at chasms. They had what they called a poike, a drummer. That was the accepted minig in Azoz Takalucha. One affluent man in Yerushalayim took a clarinetist. And there was a certain kanui who was by the chasana and walked innocently over to the musician and said, that's a very nice instrument. Can I have a look at it? And he looks at this clarinet. He says, what does this cost? So he says to him, this cost $300 of the hours. He says, really? He took the clarinet, smashed it over his knee, with Namakul, everybody went, in the middle of this chasana. And then he took out $300 from his pocket and gave it to the man. If you witness somebody embarrass another person, you may consider your response. You can plan tactics and see how you're going to about to better the situation. But if somebody ridicules your father, Chas v'Shulem, then the reaction is a knee-jerk one. That's my father you're embarrassing. And that's what Pinchas' reaction was to Zimri's outrage. And Eibishter's response was, "Bekanui es kinusi." Kanuas is gevuro shebechesed. It must emanate from midas hachesed, the feeling of closeness to the Eibishter, and not the distance between the kanui and the provoker. I.e., not from your own inherent midas hagevira, from your intolerance. Which brings us to our title, Jealous or zealous. The Kotzki Rebbe and the Vulki Rebbe were friends as little children. When they were children, a curious adult posed a question to them both and said to the two little boys, Ich gebe ein Kaslotte, Tom, du suchst mir, wie der Eibischte ist. I'll give you a small coin if you tell me where the Rebbein Shalom. So Rebbe Zicki Vulki answered meekly, Der Eibischte ist, as a little child, he said, Wie im Lotte Maram, wherever you let him enter, that's where he is. The Kotzki in his characteristic sharpness said, Ich gete zwei Zlotters, wenn du suchst mir, wie ist nicht. I'll pay you two if you tell me where he isn't. But the distinctive contrast is only to echo the explanation of those words in this week's Seder. Bekanoi es kinusi besoichom. Bekanoi es kinusi besoichom, said the Vulki Rebbe. What does it mean, besoichom, even if Pinchas acted in a zealous and in an extreme manner, nonetheless he remained besoichom. He was bekanoi es kinusi, but he remained in close brotherhood and deep warmth towards the rest of his brothers. Whereas the Kotzki Rebbe explained that bekanoi es kinusi besoichom, he said, forevermore and for future generations, Pinchas ingrained in the psyche of Klal Yisrael, besoichom, deep inside them, bekanoi es kinusi, not to tolerate an affront to the sanctity and the kedusha of Yiddishkeit, even if the perpetrator is a nusi shebi yisur. So we had five questions which we can now start to answer. The first thing we asked was, why doesn't the Pasha start with the Pekidim, with the census count? And why is the portion of Pinchas, which really belongs to the end of last week, created into a new Seder? So we explained, as a true and genuine Kanuas, an emistiki Kanuas, requires deep reflection. And the Torah is teaching us that to get the Rebbein Shloilom's acclaim as a bona fide zealot, that requires deliberation, space, and reflection. Chapnish. Finish the last Pasha, we have the Mas Kanuas, let's stop. Now, Vaidabai Hashem el Moshe Leimah, Pinchas ben Eluza ben Aharon HaKohen, this is now comes under a new title. Now we start to give him the title of a Kanui. This takes a lot of thought. Only the Rebbein Shlomo himself can underwrite that this was a genuine masterpiece. The second question we asked, how come that the same Klal Yisrael was so distinguished for their sneers, as in Matoy V'Yolechu Yankov, Sha'im Pisraim Mechivunim Zeh Keneged Zeh, and Shiftei Ko'edus Yisrael, as we highlighted, how could they fall prey to Vayuchel Hu'om Liznois El Benois Moyov? So as we explained, due to the absence of Midas HaGevura, the world was thrown into an avalanche of unbridled chesed. There was self-restraint and the boundaries were absent for the world because the Rebbein Shlom held back this Midas HaGevura. At this point, because of Bila Merushu, the Rebbein Shlom did not anymore apply for that given time the whole Midas HaGevura to the world. Therefore, they were particularly prone through this abundance of chesed that was there in the world to this masses. The third question we asked was, B'din hu sheyitl schuvay. Since when is there a gather of sheyitl schuvay al p'din, if we know schar mitzvah b'hai alma leke? So there again, with the same theme, the ability to overcome the Yitzhah horror emanates from the kas and the gevira endowed by the Rebbein Shloilom into our Yitzhah Tov to contain the temptations of the Yitzhah horror. But Pinchas rose to the combat, to the Yitzhah horror which was going on with Zimri, even without Kam Yuchu, the regular heavenly assistance. And therefore, it's B'din Hi Sheyitl Tzchuvay. On this Nekida, I just want to add as an extra Knaish Shechadish Arim, just as, and he says like this, through a famous Pusik, Yelochu Hashem HaChesed, Ki atu meshalem leishke ma'asahi. For you, the Rebbein Shlolem, give chesed, you give kindness, because you pay each person according to his acts and his deeds. Why should a person get reward for his good deeds at all? Eibishter provided him with all that he requires to fulfill his tasks in this world. He's got intelligence, he's got panusa, he's got health, and the facilities to perform those obligations. It's a role, it's his role as a Shema Torah, it's gibt nicht kein größeres Geuch dafür. So therefore the fact that the Eibishter rewards him for the mitzvahs in itself is a chesed. And Pinchas rose above this, because he did something which was not a mitzvah, it was halucha v'ayin kein. There was no chiv, he would have gone to ask a roof, the roof said there's no chiv for you to do such a thing. And therefore, since he did so, lefnim shiyosadin, therefore bedin hi shiyit l'schura. That was the Chedishrim's application. Fourth question we asked, what was the meaning of Rashi's words when he said, Bekatzboy es haketze shoho yuli liktsoy. So coming back to what we said earlier on, again the same thing. Balame the Gemura says, comes to teach us, Shekol oisom ayumim loy zuam Hashem, that the Rebbein Shloim during those days did not apply his zam, his kaz, his midas hagvira. Therefore Pinchas assumed kav yuchel, the Rebbein Shloim's role, and that's Tash. Shehoyu bekotzbe yasakes, Pinchas was the one that was angry on behalf of the Rebbein Shloim, esakes shehoyu li liktsoif, that Eibishter himself should have been showing this particular anger. And finally we ask the question about the stira of the Psikim et Hillam. On the one hand the Pusik says Chesed Kail Kolayim, which is kindness. On the other hand it says Bekail Zoyen Bechol Yoyim. But this apparent contradiction is now easily answered. According to the words of Mibesuch Adolf and Bezeruv, he says that the Chesed of the Rebbein Shloim is that he allows his zam and his midas hagevira to be manifest, essentially enabling us to withstand and to restrain the temptations of the Yetzer Hara. So therefore it is taka chesed kail kol hayoim, because the kail zoyayim b'chol yom. And as we say in Zmiras, on a Friday night, we say the Lushan, m'shoyr chastechu liyotechu, Kail Kanoi Venoikai. Draw down your chesed to those that know you. Kail Kanoi Venoikai, zealous God. So how do you reconcile the word chesed with Kail Kanoi Venoikai? We just said Kail Goimel Chasudim or something to that equivalent. You might suggest that because Noikai rhymes with Lehukai and Tavhikai, like the Zmiras is written in. But that's not the real answer. The answer is that Moshe Chastuchu, the Rebbein Shlolem, is invoking Als Keil Kanoi and his Gevira. That is, like we described, the Moshe Chastuchu Yedechel, the Etz Mechesed. Just to end, I want to go over to another area of the Sedra, which is the point of and the request of Moshe Rabbeinu for a new leader to the Rebbein Shlolem. Pusik steht es so. Bei da bei Moshe el Hashem leimol. Yivko et Hashem elokai yorichos, the Rebbein Shloim, who is God of all spirits, should appoint the Cholbu ish alu aidu, a man who is going to lead the nation. Asher yaitze lifnayim, v'asher yuvel lifnayim, asher yotziyim, v'asher yaviyim. Each one of these words is a term in itself. V'lo yisiyeh adas Hashem katzoyin, but the cool of the Rebbein Shloim in the community of God should not be as if they would be a flock of sheep that has no shepherd. So we'll ask a question. What's the terminology of Yifkoit? Yifkoit is allusion of Pekide, of elevating by an appointment. If it's a selection, it's something to the Rebbein Shloim is a Yedei Machshavos. He knows the characteristics that are necessary for a potential leader of Klal Yisrael. He recognizes those traits. Therefore it would be Yivchoy, he would choose, or Yimne. But Yivchoy is like an imperative order, a point. And this is Moshe asking of the Rebbein Shloim. Secondly, the Eibishter knows why Klal Yisrael would need a leader. Moshe wants to suggest positive characteristics that he thinks are pertinent, then he would have said, Ashiyutziyem, Ashiyaviyem, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu feels are the necessary attributes that he needs. But tell the Eibishter, V'lo yisii ye'adas Hashem katzoin asha'ein lehem roya, the Rebbein Shlulam recognizes that if they don't have a leader, then of course they will appear as if there would be a flock of sheep without a shepherd. But he doesn't need to tell the Eibishter that that's why you need to have a leader, because the Rebbein Shlulam knows that. So the Ger Rebbe Shlita poses a very beautiful answer. He says as follows. It's not a consequence, it's an attribute. Moshe says to the Eibishter, please Hashem, find a manik for Klal Yisrael whose only agenda to rise to leadership would be so that the nation should not be leaderless. And I'll prove it. Moshe himself was the ultimate leader. He declined leadership of the nation of Klal Yisrael 7 days at the snare and argued with the Kaviyuchel, with the Rebbein Shloilam, why he should not be the Manik Yisrael. Shlachnu biyat Tishloch, and reason after reason until the Rebbein Shloilam was taka, gave him the instruction, no, you're going to be the leader. It's not a question of maybe, you will. Yoshia Benin, who ultimately fulfilled this role, as said by Eldo the Maiden, Vadeu Misnabim Bamachne, so he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe Kluem. Not only did he spurn the leadership, they were saying, Moshe Mes, Yoshia Machnes. And Yoshia says, I don't want to hear these words. I want Moshe Rabbeinu to be leader. Adoni Moshe Kluem. He only desired to be the disciple. And again, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him in Parshas Shlach Lecho, it was Ko Yoshiachu Me'atzas Meraglim. So the Kosher Mitzvah Maggid explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, when, as the Targum says, that when he saw the Anivus in Moshe, so he was worried that Yeshia Benin's Anivus might lead him to conspire with the Meraglim, just in order to maintain Moshe Rabbeinu as a leader for another 40 years. And that's what he was concerned about. Because I know your humility. I know that you don't want to become leader. And I know that that's the last thing in your agenda. And that's why you might even want to join the Meraglim in their plan and in their conspiracy. So therefore, his only agenda would have been Adas Hashem Katzoin Asha'ein Lehem Roya. So which answers both our questions. We asked him, why was it the Lushan of Yivkoid as opposed to Yimne and Yivkoid? So he says, push it. Because the appointment was almost like Bal Kocho, rise to the occasion and take on the mantle of leadership, regardless. And that was an imperative order. A real bona fide leader will only assume that role when he's instructed the words Yivkoid. Given the choice, the right man will always avoid the elevation to leadership. And the second question we asked was, why did the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to suggest positive characteristics, and he says, Ashi Yetziyim v'Ashi Yaviyim, but why did he have to tell the Rebbein Shlulam that the outcome would be that it would be Katzoin Ashein Lehem Roya? The Eibishter knows that if they don't have a leader, they'll be Katzoin Ashein Lehem Roya. But according to what we just said now is, V'lo Yisiyah Das Hashem is a characteristic and not a consequence. The selfless manik with zero personal agenda can honestly state that his only claim to leadership is that the nation should not remain leaderless. And that was the type of Rebbe that Moshe sought as a successor for Klal Yisrael. We should be zeuche. So that level of leadership from the Melech HaMashiach in these turbulent times where we so seek leadership. See you in Bemishpat, Tipudeh, Veshoveh, Bitzduka.